Good evening, everybody. This is your host of the Zamboni Public Radio, Travis. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Tonight, we are going to have a beautiful little show for you as I figure out how we hook up the second microphone that doesn't seem to be plugged in. But worry not, everybody. We will get it fixed very soon after we play another song. But we're going to do one more song here, which is going to be... We're going to do Popcorn by the Muppets. And I think that'll be... And if we need more time, we'll play a little bit of Motley Crue, I think. But we'll get everything figured out as I get microphone 2 hooked up. Sorry for the technical difficulties, everybody. Here's Popcorn by the Muppets. Do enjoy.
How to make a puppet of corn, stick it in the mercury. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Hello? Yeah? No.
All right, everybody, we're back. That was Popcorn by the Muppets. And speaking of the Muppets, we're going to have a little bit of a segment here on Zamboni Public Radio where we actually have a couple of, I believe, some Swedish chefs themselves that are going to talk a little bit about what it is like to be a Swedish chef and what it, I mean, we have a really interesting discussion here. Take it away, Swedes.
Yeah, Jake and Jillian Hall, Flavden Kraken, yeah. Skarsgård, IKEA. Bejenjana, noi, bejajgana. Yeah, BJ, chicken, bok, chicken, no, she knows, and yeah.
And so how did that make you feel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah.
But it sounds like there's an upside to it.
Skills and Bergen, Javen, yeah.
That's a really nice story, you two. Do either of you have any closing remarks?
Yeah.
Wow, that was beautiful, you two. I think we may let this beautiful duo that we have here go on their merry way, and it sounds like they may need our next song. And that song, you may ask, what is it? Do I know? I don't really. But it sounds like they need Forget You by Camilla and the Chickens. Please enjoy the song.
Bark, 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 bark
I reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction to go? I don't know. Am I a man or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
I look into these eyes, and I don't recognize the one I see inside. It's time for me to decide, am I a man or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, well, I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
Muppet.
Or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
Here I go again. I'm always running out of time. I think I've made up my mind. Now I understand.
What you just heard was, let's see, what were those two songs? That was Forget You and Man or Muppet off of the Muppets original soundtrack, which I felt was relevant, although forgive me if that was offensive to the Swedes. Anyways, we're going to get into our next segment here, and this is a segment that we've been trying to get a grasp on for like 3 months at this point. And, you know, it kind of stabs me a little bit, because it's the one that I'm most excited about, but we just can't get it done. It is the interview with Jimmy Carter, and I hate to disappoint our fans once again. I know that y'all are just as excited about getting Jimmy Carter on the show as I have been and as my co-hosts have been, but I still don't have him. What we do have, though, is some of his staff. If you could introduce yourself, please, just so we know who we're talking to.
Yeah, hi, I'm Jeremiah Salmon. Mr. Carter, we're in constant communication with him, and he might be making an appearance later tonight. Oh. We're talking with him right now.
That's great news.
And we do really, me and Mariah, want to apologize for the delays in getting Mr. Carter on. He has an extremely busy schedule.
I know he does.
But he always enjoys talking and listening with his fellow Americans, mm-hmm. on podcasts, on the radio, such as this. He's devoted to it, and we are in constant communication with Mr. Carter, and he very well might be, should be, maybe even on his way. Mariah, do you want to add to that?
Yes. Hi. I'm Mariah Zuckerberg. No relation. I'm the chief of media with Mr. Carter's team, and yes, we will hopefully have him on the air in just a few moments. He's probably just parking outside.
That's perfect. Last week, or forgive me, it was about a month and a half ago at this point, but we spoke with his wife.
Mr. Carter gets a lot of emails, so it is hard for our team to constantly keep track of all of the things that Mr. Carter has signed up for. So we do apologize for that.
Well, mm-hmm. I did speak with his wife, Rosalind,
lovely woman. She's inspiring.
Lovely. Yes. And I, you know, forgive me for jumping the line a little bit of getting past you guys, but I really thought that that would work. But I mean, though she is a hoot and a hilarious woman.
Mr. Carter is a public figure. And so just as it is with any public figure in the way that Mr. Carter is, communications will go through a staff made up of professionals like myself and Mariah. But we also appreciate personal contacts, and of course, we also love talking with Rosalind Carter, who is an absolute delight.
Yes, 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 she is. And, you know, yeah, next time just reach out to us. You know what they say, when you need something done, just ask Zuckerberg. And again, no relation.
Well, I spoke with her, and she said that Jimmy was waiting outside the office on the street corner, but he never showed up, and I just wanted to... I wanted to know what that was about, where he had been sitting outside my office, apparently.
Mr. Carter has a very busy schedule. Things could come up at any second for Mr. Carter, as he is a public official with many responsibilities. So we apologize if he could not make it to the latest edition of the Zamboni. He should be on his way very soon. We're getting word now that that the staff car is pulling up
the staff car
outside the studio. So we could see Mr. Carter very soon. Of course, we apologize if he's unable to make it, as his schedule is packed.
The staff car is indeed run on vegetable oil. We really like our sustainability here in Carter's office.
I assume it's from peanut oil.
Oh, well, yes, peanut, of course.
I guess he doesn't have the farm anymore, but, you know.
Yes, so it might take a while.
It's still, the farm is still in the family. His great nephew, Michael Carter, he runs the farm. So it is still, I do have to emphasize, just I have to correct you on that point. The peanut farm is still in the family of the Carters.
I got to say, I am, before we have him on, I am very impressed with his ex-presidency life. I mean, building homes for the homeless. I saw he got a nasty bruise on his eyes a couple years ago.
That was because he was catching a ball thrown by there was a child, and he was making sure the child would not be hurt by the ball. And so Mr. Carter, yes, he did, his face did get in the way of the ball, but he was trying to help a little boy.
Well, I can only imagine what works he's getting up to nowadays. You know, I'm curious as to hear his opinion on Trump whenever he gets into the office.
Yes, well, as you know, Jimmy Carter's not a young man anymore. What is he? He's at least in his 50s, right? Yeah.
He's had a long and brilliant career. And as to his opinions on the current President Trump, Mr. Carter is always supportive of the American president and for what the office stands for. And that is all that our office can comment on this. Hopefully he himself perhaps can make further comment on that issue. And really, I do apologize. I'm getting word right now that he could be much later than we expected. Mr. Carter has a very busy schedule. So we do apologize for that.
How much later? I mean,
how about I call him? He's not responding to my text.
Yeah. Let's try calling him, I guess.
The number you dialed is not in service.
Oh.
Huh.
Oh. Well, you know, Jimmy is a public figure, and for his safety, you know, he probably has to change his number a few months, so that's no worries.
Okay.
Mr. Carter has a very... excuse me, I think we have to... I think Mariah and I have to... We have to go help Mr. Carter with his car keys in the parking lot. Oh, we have to head out. Sorry, I'm so... Yes. Yeah, sorry about that, sir.
Well, you know, I guess that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. God. I've been trying to get this for months now, guys.
Perhaps you may know Jimmy Carter has quite a few songs. He's a musician. Why don't you play, what was it, Cheeseburger in Paradise, Margaritaville, Jimmy Carter, right?
Well, I'm always down to play some Jimmy Buffett, forgive me.
It's pronounced buffet, I think.
Buffet.
Yeah, that was Mr. Carter co-wrote it with Warren Buffett.
You go Warren to a buffet. Buffett. You don't go to a Buffett, like.
But even with the two T's, it's still buffet.
We can't handle this. We need to check on Jimmy.
Okay. Well, while they go check on Jimmy, everybody, we're gonna. I'm sorry. Can I be real with the audience for a moment? I am so. I've been trying to get Jimmy on this show for literal months. For months. We tried in September. We tried in October. granted, 2 months, that is still more than one. But I have just not, we have not been able to, we're going to get back into the music. I need to go think. I'm sorry, everybody. Well, I wish my life was just a bowl of cherries like this song, but here's Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries by Rudy Valley.
It's not the berries in a building that's so tall. There's a guy in the show the girls love to kiss. Gets thousands a week just for crooning like this. Life is just a bowl of nuts. So live and laugh at it all.
Let me see. like a surgeon.
Hey!
Cutting for the very first time, like a surgeon. Here's a waiver for you to sign. Like a surgeon, got your kidneys on my mind. Like a surgeon, ooh, ooh, like a surgeon. When I reach inside with my scalpel and my forceps and retractors.
Everybody, this is your host again from Zamboni Public Radio. Let's play that jingle. Wait, I didn't have my sound on. Let's play that jingle one more time with the sound on. And here it is.
91.5 CPR.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? That was recorded for us by the wonderful Beelzebubs. Speaking of other wonderful things, we're going to do a very quick PSA before I forget, because it is 9:31 on the dot, which means that it is time for the blackout emergency preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shutdown, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov at and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, I hope that doesn't happen anytime soon, because we have a very, 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 very special guest who will introduce himself and also the other one very soon. We are going to do a very new segment here called the Zamboni Cooks, or sorry, Recipes with the Zamboni, subtext, the Zamboni Cooks. We have a recipe here for a pastrami on rye, I believe. Is that what we're cooking tonight?
Yes, that's right. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
And introduce yourself, please.
Yes, of course. Hello, I am Chef Moses Rabinowitz, and I've been called into the Zamboni, to the office at the WMFO, and we're going to make a wonderful pastrami sandwich, and I'm here with my delightful sous chef.
Hello, my name is Ethel Rabinowitz. We've been married for about, 45 years? Yeah, 45 years now.
And... Hello. So explain to me what this sandwich means to you. What's its history to you?
The pastrami sandwich is a... Thank you. Thank you very much, Travis. You're a delightful boy. The pastrami sandwich is an absolutely delicious sandwich that's full of all sorts of nutrients and such. And it's been in the family for a very, 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 very long time. And the great-grandfather came back with it from the pogroms back in Eastern Europe in the Pale of Settlement. Wow. And we're just so excited. Me and Ethel were so excited to make it in the studio for you here today. We've got all the things ready for you to make it.
And so this has been in your family for
it sounds like hundreds, if not thousands of years.
Oh, yes, thousands of years. I remember as a young little girl growing up in the Bronx, my father would come home from a long day and look in the mines, and he'd bring home a nice, wrapped in parchment, a Reuben sandwich, and he was handsome, my father. Handsome, isn't he handsome? He looks like a young Rob Stewart.
He looks like a young Rob Stewart. Very
Thank
handsome
you.
Man.
Thank you.
Back in the mic, we would go to the deli after school, and we'd stick our head in a big pickle barrel, and you'd stick your hand in the pickle barrel, and you'd take out a pickle, a full sour only, and you'd get your pastrami sandwich with unrun Jewish rye, and you'd get it with mustard, and you get it all wrapped up, and oh my God, it was just delicious. And that's what we're going to make for you in the studio today.
I'm very excited. Please, please take it away.
All right.
And I'll be here to provide commentary as I see it.
All right. You want to go ahead and start, Lovey?
Okay. Thank you, Lovey. You're so sweet and cute.
He's so sweet. Doesn't he look like our
grandson? You look just like Isaac. We should tell
Isaac
about you.
Isaac's a sweet boy. He's a sweet boy. Not that girlfriend of his.
No, we don't like her at
we
all.
Don't like
She's
what?
A shiksa.
Samantha?
Something gorgeous.
Something bad.
Something very bad. Anyhow, okay, so we have all our ingredients picked out for us today. You see, folks, in the studio here, we have Travis. Very nice. A very nice boy. He brought out a hot plate for us.
Yes,
he looks like a young Rob Stewart.
Ethel, we need to start the recipe.
So what we have provided to our two chefs tonight is a hot plate, a couple of plates.
No, it's hot.
It's very, yes.
Oh,
please,
God.
Please don't touch
it's
it.
It's very hot.
It's very hot.
No, I'm okay.
Are you sure? We can grab it.
That's fine.
We can grab you a Band-Aid.
No,
I mean, it looks...
He's so frail now. There's no blood.
Okay.
He's hollow. He's,
I mean, that's kind
his
of...
doctor said he's bird boned. He's hollow bones.
Got very weak bones. But let's on with the pastrami.
So we have a hot plate. We have our little fridge off to the right. It's about 3 feet by 3 feet, and it's about maybe 2 feet tall. That's too short. It's maybe 4 feet tall. And so we have this big table set up for them. Isn't it a lovely table?
It's a lovely table.
It's a lovely table.
And you see, so we've brought out a famous pastrami that's been in the family for many years. First we need to start smoking the pastrami. We do everything in house,
okay,
don't we, Ethel?
Okay. Yes.
Oh yes, we do everything in house. I'm sorry. He's so.
He looks just like a young Rob Stewart. Anyhow, okay, so let's get started, folks. Let's do a little bit of a how-to and a how-when and a how-how. Okay, so you get your pastrami out, and you're going to, while it's already, and we're going to start it on the smoker, so let's turn the hot plate on, okay. Oh, it's hot.
Be careful,
it's
please.
It's very hot.
Why didn't you warn us? It's hot.
Very hot.
Forgive me. I'm
okay. All right.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, if we could only get the mustard jar up. Travis, dear, do you think you could help us with the jar?
He's hollow bone. I mentioned he's like a bird. He's like a bird.
Big strong boy.
Oh,
would you, Travis? Nah, that's
so
it.
So
hand it over here. All right. Okay. So we gotta slather the nice rye bread with the nice deli mustard, and it's gotta be the. Oh God, I'm getting it all over myself. Oh, Ethel, it's all over my pants. It's all over me. Oh, God, it's burning a little bit. Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah, it's a very stringent mustard. Don't you understand?
Where'd you get this mustard from? Tell me, where'd you get this mustard from?
Just the bodega down the street.
Oh, the bodega. You gotta
I bet it was an Italian bodega. You gotta get the nice Jewish deli mustard.
I bet it was a Swedish deli.
I'm sorry,
not the Swedish.
I don't know.
You've got the wrong mustard, Travis. You're done bad.
I don't know the bodegas and
okay, that's all right.
Okay, he's handsome. It's okay. He's good looks.
He looks like a young Rob Stewart. We gotta go with the horseradish then if we can't do the mustard. All right, let's get the job horseradish open. Let's see if we can. Okay.
Ugh.
All right. Oh, I get it on my hands, Ethel.
Don't rub your eyes.
Oh, it's in my eye.
Oh,
oh God, it's God. Oh God, it's burning something awful.
What did I tell you?
Oh, it's burning something awful.
It's fine. Whipping a baby.
Oh, it's burning.
We have a first aid if you need it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, my Lord. Jesus Christ, my Lord. It's not my Lord.
He got out of World War. Wait, he got out of Vietnam pulling this
flat feet. I had flat feet, Ethel.
Flat feet.
My feet were flat.
Feet. Am I right?
I know you're in incredible pain right now, but I did not take you for a day over 30.
Thanks. You're flattering him. You're the real handsome one. You know what he looks like? A young Rob Stewart.
Yes. Yeah. He looks a little bit like Isaac.
That may be the first time I've heard that.
I've got mustard all over myself. Okay. My horseradish is burning my eyes. This is a huge mess.
Where's the liverwurst for the liverwurst sandwich?
We're doing a liverwurst.
Did you bring liverwurst? I thought we came on here to do a liverwurst sandwich.
This is just not a very professional situation, now is it? Well, gosh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ, the smoker.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That hot plate's hot. Oh, I see flames.
I think it's cold.
I think we're burning the pastrami.
I think there's a draft in here.
There's a little bit of a draft, but that's just for the ventilation.
I think the pastrami's burning.
Why is it pastrami? I thought we're doing liverwurst.
We're doing the pastrami sandwich. You don't listen, do you?
I'm sorry. I didn't take my pills. I'm sorry.
She doesn't have a very good memory anymore. She used to be sharp as a drawer in a knife drawer.
I still am. I say, at least I'm not like bird bones. Did I tell you he has hollow bones?
Bird bones, no, please. I can still make a pastrami sandwich as best as the next one if they just give me the right ingredients.
Pastrami? What? I thought we were making liverwurst.
We're making pastrami. Jesus Christ.
Hey. We say Moses in his house. What are you? You're no better than Isaac's terrible girlfriend.
I'll only take the false Messiah's name in vain, huh? He's not my lord. All right, well then, Travis, you're such a delightful boy, yes. But we're going to have to... The pastrami's taking a bit of smoke, and I just need to get all the horseradish out of my eye, and I think we need to take a little bit of a break now. I'm so sorry.
We're sorry, especially such a handsome... What does he look like? It's on the tip of my...
It's a young Rob Stewart. We've already gone over this.
Rob Stewart.
I don't think I've heard that one before, actually. But thank you. Okay. We're going to cut to... Another bit of music here while our two wonderful chefs. Is that your title, chef? What do you
chefs.
Want?
Chefs.
Chefs. Chefs, Moyle, whatever you want.
That's wrong terminology.
I think I'll keep with chef. But while our wonderful chefs go clean themselves up after a horrible, horrible disaster with mustard and horseradish and pastrami, and I don't even think we got to the rye bread just yet. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll come back. Here's some more music, everybody. Please hold on to your seats. We'll be back.
Once in a while, maybe you will feel the urge to break international copyright law by downloading MP3s from file sharing sites like Morpheus or Grokster or LimeWire or Kazaa. But deep in your heart, you know the guilt would drive you mad, and the shame would leave a permanent scar. 'Cause you start out stealing songs, then you're robbing liquor stores and selling crack and running over school kids with your car. So don't download this song. Stars where you belong. Go and buy the CD like you know that you should. Oh, don't download this song.
Oh, you don't want to mess with the RIAA. They'll sue you if you burn that CD on. Doesn't matter if you're a grandma or a seven-year-old girl, they'll treat you like the evil, hard-bitten criminal scum you are. So don't download this song.
Don't go
pirating music all day long. Go and buy the CD like you know that. Don't take away money
We have a pre-recorded segment here from a fine dining establishment nearby. This is the Zamboni orders oysters.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Excuse me. Yes. I believe we're all ready to order, are we not?
Yes. We are.
So what are we thinking of ordering off this menu?
Well, there's all sorts of delicious oysters on this menu. All the wonderful. I'm thinking of perhaps the European flat oyster, the Pacific oyster. It's one of the most delicious.
I do prefer the Atlantic oyster.
No, you always have, Charleston. You always
have.
Indeed.
I love the citric ones with a nice astringent finish.
Yeah, you would, Charleston. You've always enjoyed the most astringent of people. That's why you married your wife, Charleston.
She is an astringent one.
Yes, it's golden, isn't it?
She reminds me of my favorite oysters.
Yes, of course. My favorite oysters are all the most delightful of the detention, just like the sea, Charleston,
yes,
just like the sea.
She's a salty woman.
Yes, I love she is salty. Well, we've been waiting around just a bit too long now.
Yes. Waitress,
please.
Waitress, we are ready to order.
Hello, gentlemen. How's our evenings going?
Well, yes, we're awfully ready to order. We've been waiting an awful amount of time, then, haven't we, Charleston?
Well, that's great to hear. My name is Amber. The F is silent. Alrighty then. Let's see. So what are we thinking? Pacific oysters?
Yes, I'm going to have a couple of those, Shirley. But Shirley, you must have nice and wonderful oysters on the menu.
Do you have anything from Wellfleet?
Yes.
Oh, I see we're dining with some very, very important figures tonight. Alrighty. Well, we have some Olympia oysters. They go about like... $5 per oyster.
Well, never mind the price, then. We'll have five.
Yes.
Five of them each. And do you have anything of the Pacific West Coast? Yes. Flown in, perhaps?
Yes, we have our Pacific oysters. They just came off the coast of Washington. They are fresh. They came in about this morning.
We'll take 10 of them each, please. Yes.
I'll have... I don't care for Pacific.
Charleston, you never did.
I never did. I only care for the Atlantic.
There's always a man of the Atlantic, of the dark and briny.
I find them so sickening.
They are not one of the finest oysters, Charleston. We'll have 10.
Could I order, please?
I'm sorry, Charleston. Sorry.
I'll have a half dozen, half dozen Wellfleet oysters.
Alrighty, half dozen Wellfleet oysters.
And then maybe a half of a... A half dozen Denver oysters.
Half dozen Denver.
I've heard the Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, Rocky Mountain. Yes, Rocky Mountain.
Oh, could you deliver a couple of the Rockefeller oysters as well to the table?
Yes, Rockefeller.
It's one of the worst.
And a big lemon.
A big lemon. Big slice of lemon and hogwash to wash it all down.
Not a slice of lemon. A half of lemon so I can squeeze it in my mouth.
Charleston, you always did like to squeeze things, didn't you?
Alrighty, and half a lemon. Alrighty, I will bring that into the kitchen. I will be back.
I'm quite looking forward to this, Charleston. It should be a delightful oyster feast. Remember the banquet last fall?
The banquet,
yes. So just dining on dozen denizens of oysters and... Yes, quite felt the king then, didn't you, Charleston? Yes, you and your lady wife.
I saw Charles himself at the dinner.
Yes.
His meaty sausage fingers. Disgusting. I'd never seen a man eat an oyster so grossly.
No, I couldn't imagine such a thing.
He was disgusting. He was like he was defiled. It was disgusting.
He was one of those men who nearly goes bypasses the oysters entirely and goes straight for the pigs in the blanket.
He looked like he was about to pop a vessel. He was going... disgusting.
But he was just filling it full with hot sauces and
so much hot sauce.
Yes, just for the fucking radish. Just for the masses, please.
Disgusting.
Where are our oysters?
Where are our oysters?
Where are they? We've been waiting just a billion.
They're already shocked and they're all nice and I have a lemon and everything.
Alrighty. Here are your oysters. You'll notice we have a cocktail sauce on the side and a lemon.
Plus, we never just do cocktail sauce, it's just straight lemon and nothing else.
Out of here.
I apologize, and I'm so sorry to bother you gentlemen, but if you'll notice, we have a small group of children on the table next to you. If you could just keep the language down and maybe put out the cigars.
No, yes, and they let... That's children.
Here. I reserved this whole room 3 months ago.
Preposterous. This is nothing, nothing short of an attack on all that is good and noble.
Wait, just Amanda Berry, whatever your name was. Have them evicted from this room. I don't want to see them.
It was Amber, not Amanda Berry, but I will see what I can do. I'm not paid enough.
Well, on with the oysters then, haven't we, Charleston? This is delicious.
The attitude with these new waitresses.
It's unbelievable the things that they're doing. Where are they dragging them from?
Never find husbands like this.
But they're finding them in Medford. the first oyster.
First oyster, what is this? A Pacific Northwest? I think I'll have one of the whale feeds.
Yes. Yeah, Charleston, you quite slapped that one down, didn't you?
Oh, it went straight into the
old oyster pipe.
It's delicious.
Let me try one of these Pacifics. It's delicious.
How was that one? Another Pacific Northwest.
Wonder. Perhaps I'll try one of your welfare's, Charles.
No.
Goodness me, Charles.
Hand
goodness.
Off my oysters. I think I have one of the rocky ones.
Yeah, yes. having trouble chewing, aren't you, Charleston?
It's so chewy. Why is it big?
Yeah, it doesn't
it's like
look
I'm
like.
Eating my, it's like a. I don't even know what it's like eating. It's like if you took a giant piece of algae and stuck it in my mouth.
Perhaps, Charleston, you need a little bit more of your lemon. You can't handle the manliness of an oyster such as a rocky. Well, hand me one of the Denvers, will you?
Okay. Fine.
Well, the Rocket.
It's like a fine. Waitress,
please, waitress.
Yes, I had those children removed.
Thank you, I guess. But we have another problem.
Yes?
Why are my Rocky Mountain oysters so chewy?
You do know what Rocky Mountain oysters are, do you?
Send it back. Send it. Don't even.
Better unknown than okay. Okay. Would you like a replace with any other oyster, or?
No, I'll just take the whale fleets to go.
Okay, then. Well, it was a pleasure dying with you. If you'd like to leave a tip, I'll leave this QR.
We're still eating our oysters.
I said to go.
Please.
We'll pay when I feel like it's necessary.
I understand. And if you don't mind, maybe don't refer to the women as wenches.
I'll have one more.
I have one more.
I'm taking another picture.
Okay. For me, I'll delete these later. Okay.
Delicious, Charles.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you for that. Thank you for listening tonight. That was our newest segment. We do this thing now where we'll just go into restaurants nearby. I think that was recorded at Orleans down in Davis Square or something like that. And what we do now is we will go to these restaurants and we'll just place a microphone at a table. Sometimes the dinees know it's there. Sometimes they don't. We make sure to let the staff know so that the waitress knew that it was being recorded. I hope that will let you know how it is like to dine at these wonderful establishments we're so lucky to have near campus. We're going to close it out here with, I think, let's see, what do we have here? We have some, well, it looks like we're going to be playing The Clash, so maybe have your ears blessed with the Magnificent Seven by The Clash. We are going to close it out here tonight. We only have 3 minutes left on air. As a reminder, in case you somehow forgot, and this has been 91.5 FM WFMO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You've been listening to Zamboni Public Radio. We will see you next week. Sorry, forgive me. We'll see you in 2 weeks, I believe. And that's if we still have a show. Good night, everybody.
move yourself to tall again. Cold water in the face brings you back to this awful place. Knuckle merchants and your bankers too. Let's get up and learn those rules. When the man and the crazy chief, one says sun and one says sea. AM, the FM, the PM too. Turning out that boogaloo. Get you up and I guess you out. But how long can you keep it up? Give me Honda, give me Sonic. So cheap and real phony. Hong Kong dollar, Indian cents, English pounds and Eskimo pence. Sophistication. Seen the ads, they think it's nice. Better work hard, I've seen the price. Never mind that, it's time for the bus. We got to work, and you're one of us. Clocks go slow in a place of work. Minutes drag and the hours jump. Yeah, wait, bye-bye. Wave bye-bye to the boss. It's our profit, it's his